This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Rain and snow returning to southern Colorado today. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories go into effect at 11 this morning and last through tomorrow night. Forecasters say the storm is also bringing ice, snow, and thunder. That means drivers will want to be extra careful on the roads. Now, an inch of snow is expected along the Palmer Divide by rush hour. The weekend does look to be a lot better with a warm-up starting Saturday. We'll be getting the latest information on that from KRDO Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson in just 4 minutes. As we continue to track the potential for future snow, crews in Pueblo were called out to a pair of fires along Fountain Creek this week. The first one located just north of the 8th Street Bridge. The second one breaking out just a few hundred yards away closer to the 4th Street Bridge. They burned a few acres and didn't pose an immediate threat to surrounding businesses. But for one man working in the area, this has become something of a regular occurrence.
There's a lot of homeless that live here. We rent our office for Homestead Security at Smooth Carriers, and every morning we're coming to work, we see fires under the bridge. The fire department's over here quite a bit.
That's Brett Dellinger. Thankfully, no one has been injured in those fires or while battling them. The Pueblo Fire Department is now investigating to see what may have caused them. In the Colorado Springs area, several marijuana dispensaries are now closed. Maggie's Farms shut down 5 stores across El Paso County, citing unforeseen challenges. Employee Faith Wessel says the owner's decision was sudden and came as a shock.
He's like, well, Maggie's Farm is shutting down. And I was like, oh my gosh, when is that happening? And then he said, today.
The decision sparked outrage across social media, the company apologizing for the disruption and pain, saying they understand the frustration. Voters in El Paso County are switching gears to local races following Super Tuesday. They have a chance to get involved through party caucuses this week. Candidates who make the ballot will compete in the June primary. Voters will pick 3 county commissioners, state and House representatives, and 4th judicial district attorney and congressman, among other seats. Republicans hold their caucuses at 7 tonight at various locations across the county, while Democrats have theirs Saturday online. Well, you can also get involved in fighting crime in Colorado Springs through a town hall meeting tonight at the Citadel Mall. Several people will be on a panel to discuss solutions, including Police Chief Adrian Vasquez, Mayor Yemi Mobilati, District 5 Councilmember Nancy Hengem, and the principal of Mitchell High School. Other members of the community will be there as well, sharing ideas on how to fight crime. The town hall starts at 6 p.m. A partnership between 2 organizations in Pueblo is offering some pretty valuable resources for residents in the county. It's between Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and the Helping Hands Community Coalition of Pueblo. Each month, volunteers work to make sure that community members in need are receiving things like food and basic health care services, vaccines, dentistry, and eyewear.
With Care and Share, ACPC, the library, and so many, many others, Grand Avenue Dental, just to provide a service for the community itself.
That's Sal Katz, who's the Director of Rural Affairs at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, talking about the huge team effort involved. Now, you don't need to be a veteran to participate. It's open to anyone needing help. The monthly event takes place the first Wednesday of each month in the East Park at St. Mary Corwin Hospital. And we should say also in Pueblo, a deadly crash it happened, and we now have new information on the victim. The county coroner identifying the man killed in that hit-and-run Monday. He was 57-year-old Ruben Senna. Pueblo police say he was riding what they describe as a scooter on I-25 near the steel mill when he was hit by an SUV. Now officers are searching for that SUV and the person driving it. They say they're looking for a Jeep Cherokee made between 2014 and 2018. Police have developed a picture of what the car could look like. We have that posted over at KRDO.com. And a reminder, it could have a damaged front end. Meanwhile, in the Fountain area, police are investigating following a deadly car accident involving one pedestrian. That happened just before 1 this morning. So far, there's no word on when we will get more information on that accident. And finally for you, the 96th Annual Academy Awards Show, right around the corner. Celebrity guests who make their way across the red carpet will receive an Oscar gift bag filled with a slew of valuable items. And get this, that will also include designer throw pillows, gourmet popcorn, and trips like an all-inclusive stay at a Swiss chalet.
Mainly cloudy and cooler here for your Thursday. We will see some scattered rain and snow showers with snow developing overnight and into the day on Friday. High temperature-wise today, we're at 45, Colorado Springs 54 in Pueblo. A couple of inches of snow overnight and into Friday morning. We'll see morning lows down into the low and mid-20s coming up on Friday. Afternoon highs only in the mid and upper 30s. We'll see more sunshine and warming temperatures heading into the weekend on Saturday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.